Welcome to the second real episode of the third season of the Battling Pickle podcast. This is the day two podcast for those that are taking my summer one class, EPY 601 and PSY 314. Talk a little bit about the prompt from yesterday and a little bit about getting your discussion groups together, because you're going to have a discussion group that is due or a partner check-in that is due on May 26th. May 26th, if you are not good at calendar types of things, is coming very quickly. This is, as I record this, late in the day on the 22nd. The 26th is going to be Friday, so you will want to think about who you would like to partner up with. First, let's talk a little bit about the daily prompt from yesterday, and then we will talk a little bit about partners. So I am recording this section of the podcast from a bench outside of the Cotton House Hotel in Cleveland. I just went for a walk and stopped here, pulled out the iPad, and took a look to see what information came in while I was on my hour-long walk, mostly to see what discussion prompts have been submitted. Since it's the first day of class for both of my classes, everyone has been slowly submitting work all day, and I find that if you keep up with it as it comes in, it's a much better strategy than trying to do it all at once. One of the things, the thing that really helped with that is a rubric, because then I don't worry that I'm judging things differently, because I know that I'm using that same rubric that all of you have. So the question for EdPsych today, for the very first day of class, is what makes a good teacher? What makes a good teacher, at least empirically, and also our own experiences? And I wanted to reflect back some of the things that I've been seeing. I try to distill these down to one word or phrase, but these are the things that have come up. Relationships. Relationships are key. That's one of the things that you don't really need to look any deeper than just watching a teacher in a classroom for a few minutes to notice that. Or we could even think about this in the context of the Psychology of Human Sexuality class. Obviously, relationships are a huge component of that particular area of study. And yet, often I'll have students ask me, you know, why do I have to take educational psychology? Why do I have to care about psychology? Don't I just need to know how to teach a lesson and how to assess a student? But the relationship is what will allow you to be able to accurately assess a student or be able to convey information. One student put in their prompt this morning that students don't learn from teachers they don't like. And I've heard many, many educators go, well, my students don't have to like me. I don't know. It seems like 99% of the time they have to at least tolerate you, because think about whenever you're in a room with someone you don't like. All you can usually think about is, I don't really like this person. I don't want to listen to this person. I don't think this person, even if this person has a good point to make, I don't really like that they have a good point to make. Maybe I wish they would say something else, or maybe just leave me alone. And when your brain is going through all of that, even if you want to pay attention, your attention is divided. You know, a student, you could be telling a student, you've got to pay attention to this. And if they don't like you, they might pay half the attention to what you're asking them to pay attention to, and the other half thinking about how much they dislike you. Not a great thing. Another word that came out a lot, adaptability. You know, as teachers, we often think about things in terms of, this is how it's supposed to go. This is how I planned it out. Going back to talking about the Psychology of Human Sexuality class, we have these scripts about how we think romantic relationships are supposed to go. One of the most damning one is the three-part story arc, where people think that they're supposed to have conflicts that they resolve in a relationship, and once you resolve that conflict, everything gets great. You know, how many times have we heard, well, this will go a lot easier once I have the baby, or once we get married? I gotta tell you, rarely does that actually work. And in the classroom, being adaptable is obviously a huge component to being able to get that learning process to go. Justice for all students is another one that came up. Content. There's a good discussion in a lot of the prompts today about, do you need to have the content mastery before the skills, or do you need the skills and the content mastery can be secondary? Obviously, a teacher that doesn't know any of the content is not going to be a great teacher. But if you can fake it till you make it, you know, the old joke about I just need to stay one lesson ahead of the students, there might be some truth to that for a very masterful teacher in terms of being able to get information across, even if that information was just learned by the teacher 20 minutes ago. Communication, empathy, and perhaps the best one that I've seen so far wrapped up a lot of these things. I've been pushing people to try to wrap these things up in ways that are, you know, a lot of people are just dumping adjectives, you know, oh, good teacher should be X, Y, Z, all these things. Try to think of an overarching term. And the best one that I've seen so far, pardon the ambulance that was in the background, the best term I've seen so far is role model. And having a role model approach, because that encapsulates all the other things. That encapsulates a relationship. It encapsulates adaptability. It encapsulates justice, content, communication, empathy, all of those things. Being, you know, the quote that people often use, you know, be the role model that you didn't have, or be the role model you had, or whatever it might be, depending on your background. So a lot of good discussion this morning in the psychology of learning class. Haven't seen so much from the psychology, human sexuality students, the undergraduates. They're not usually as quick on the ball, but they still have a prompt that's due by 10 p.m. tonight. Their prompt, is the Ed Psych prompt, was what makes a good teacher. Their prompt is how does culture impact your understanding of sex? And that is a very rich topic. I look forward to seeing the 10 to 15 students in that class, what they have to say. So that is my comment for now, as I sit here outside of Cotton House. I'll probably wander home shortly. But if you are ever bored and you're in Cleveland and it's during the semester and you want to come along for a discussion that might turn into a podcast, feel free to let me know, because I do tend to wander around quite a bit in the summer. Because honestly, who wants to stay put when it's a beautiful day out, even if it's hot? The next part of this podcast, I'll be talking about forming discussion groups. And so we will have a short little interlude and then be on to that. All right. As mentioned, I wanted to spend second half of this episode, which is kind of my day two episode of the class, talking about getting a partner or two for your weekly check-in. Now, the weekly check-ins, I envisioned them sort of as a one-to-one, like two partners talking to each other, but I realized there are some people who, because of their circumstances and because of their availability, it might be easier to have a steady group of three people that they would want to be meeting with. So, you know, especially if one person can meet at the beginning and then another person might have to just send in their comments, or, you know, person A sends their information to person B and then person B and C talk about it. I'm open for a lot of these different sort of setups as long as everyone in the group is interacting with everyone else, talking about the various elements that are required. The syllabus talks about what I'm basically looking for you to talk about in these sessions. I have a rubric at the end of the syllabus that I don't actually have a rubric for it. I actually have an example of the kind of meeting minutes style that you can take and send to me. But basically, however you want to do it, you have to tell me who's in the group, when and how you met, what you talked about. This could be the weekly topics. I would also put in anything that you're thinking about that's interesting in your group. So things that you talked with each other about, or concerns that you have about the material, or honestly, if you read something, you go, there's no way that that actually is true. Yeah, put that in there. And then time for you to check in on your term papers. So even though this is week one, it's not a bad time to start thinking about what would I find interesting enough to maybe write about and write to the length that the syllabus discusses. And then, of course, the last section, some suggestions that you would send to me one-on-one, so confidential to just me, you know, we're confused about this, or we would like this more information on this in the podcast. And ways to improve the course that you want me to share with everyone else. I'll do weekly wrap-ups on the podcast and other places. But it is a good time in week one, especially since your first check-in is due very soon. It's due on Friday. start going through the welcome thread in Canvas and maybe reach out to people you know already that you might want to meet with. You can go to the People tab in Canvas and see who else is in the class. That might be another place to look if you're trying to figure out who you can talk with. But you will want to, by probably Wednesday morning, have a discussion group together. And like I said, I don't care how you want to meet. If you want to meet over FaceTime, Skype, if anyone uses Skype anymore, Discord, Zoom, Teams, whatever. Use whatever synchronous communication method, even a plain old telephone call that you want to use. And as long as one person's taking notes and you've got everyone's name on it, just one person has to submit it. So go ahead and be working on that. And if you have questions or if you need my help on facilitating anything, feel free to reach out. And I look forward to looking at your first check-ins on Saturday. I believe they're due Friday night, so Saturday I will be looking at them. And this has been episode number 24 of the Battling Pickle Podcast. Remember, if you want to interact with the podcast, you can send in a question that I can actually use on the podcast, or you can subscribe, whatever podcast software you want to use. I'll also be posting links if you're in my class every time I put one of these out. But of course, I usually post those in the mornings, and I sometimes post the actual podcast the night before. So, for example, this episode's going to go live probably around 6 o'clock on the 22nd, but I'll remind everyone to listen to it on the 23rd. So getting subscribed will let you see them maybe quicker than when I post out and shout out. Looking forward to getting to know everyone this semester and sharing with anyone who's not in my class, who's listening to the podcast, the interesting things that come out of our discussions. See you next time.